690 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. It's another day of sheltering in place for thousands around Lewiston, Maine, as authorities continue to search for Robert Carr, the suspect in Wednesday's deadly mass shooting. A helicopter overhead, law enforcement surrounded a home near Bowdoin, but Carr was not there. His family is cooperating with authorities.
When his sister first heard about the location at the bowling alley and her brother's alleged involvement, the sister told law enforcement she thought he might be targeting an ex-girlfriend. Whether she works at that bowling alley or may have just bowled there, we don't know. But that's what the sister initially believed.
That's ABC's Aaron Katursky. Tammy Aslin was in the bowling alley when it came under attack.
The sad part of it is all the kids were right there at the entrance. And thank God to the quick thinking of some parents who grabbed the kids and said, run.
Her sister was killed. Pope Francis has declared this a day of prayer and fasting to end the Israel-Hamas war. This is ABC News. The case against the man accused of killing four University of Idaho students is going forward after he failed to get his indictment thrown out.
There's clearly prejudice.
In what sounded like a college course in Idaho law and history, Brian Koberger's attorneys tried to convince a judge the grand juries in the state have been getting it wrong and the jurors should have to find proof beyond a reasonable doubt to indict someone rather than just probable cause to indict. The judge saying it was a creative argument, but that the law is the law and he can't override that.
I believe is settled law.
And with that, the judge denied Koberger's request to dismiss his indictment.
That's ABC's Alex Stone. Out later today, the Federal Reserve's favorite measure of inflation. The core personal consumption expenditure follows Thursday's strong GDP report, showing the economy expanded nearly 5% last quarter. That's despite high inflation and interest rates. Bloomberg says the latest billionaire is Taylor Swift. Her Eras Tour has broken records. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Damage from a flood or fire, sewage backup, mold remediation, or biohazard crisis? In all of these situations, you need help. That's why Midwest Restoration is here for you. They're absolute experts at coming in and taking care of anything that needs to be done. For them, it's not just a job, it's personal. Dedicated to lending a hand during your time of need. Midwest Restoration, call 920-MIDWEST. That's 920-MIDWEST, 24/7, 365. Always there when you need them most.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. All of Wisconsin's Republicans in the U.S. House are praising new Speaker Mike Johnson. Scott Fitzgerald calls Johnson an honest congressman with strong conservative values. Democrat Mark Pocan says Johnson works against gay rights and reproductive rights.
Well, I can tell you he's definitely going to fit the mainstream of MAGA America.
That's Pocan speaking with Civic Media's The Devil's Advocate show. The University of Wisconsin in Platteville says staffing cuts will save the campus about $9 million. UWP announced yesterday it's cutting its workforce by 111. Oshkosh, Green Bay, and Parkside are also laying people off. Richland Center, Fond du Lac, and West Bend are closing. In all, UWP will reduce its number of staff by over 12%. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Packers host the Vikings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers face the Minnesota Vikings Sunday at noon at Lambeau Field. Now, although the Vikings star receiver Justin Jefferson is on injured reserve, quarterback Kirk Cousins has found a new favorite target, rookie first-round pick Jordan Addison. Matt LaFleur.
Well, he's a guy that just studying him coming out of college that everybody was pretty excited about. I think he's a dynamic threat down the field. Obviously developed a pretty good rapport with Kirk.
College football. Wisconsin hosts undefeated Ohio State. Tomorrow night, kickoff at 6:30, Badgers quarterback Braden Locke says they need to play like they did last week against Illinois.
And I think in the fourth quarter, we did a great job of that. You know, Braylon ran hard all night. Will made a great catch. Skylar Bell made a great catch.
NBA, the Bucks won their season opener 118-117 against the 76ers. Giannis had 23, but says that Damian Lillard's 39 points made the difference.
We have a guy that allows us and takes us to a different level.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered showers today, otherwise overcast. High of 64, westerly winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 34. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 44. Tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 55.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Professor here on WCW. Todd, he just made the mistake of checking one of his texts. It says, Professor Schmidt, blah, blah, blah.
He's a student of mine.
How am I working?
Oh, my goodness. I forgot he's a teacher.
He's a mayor. He's a professor.
This guy didn't have his work in time. I'm like, Jack, don't worry. Let's have it in by Sunday, so.
Nice.
Anyway, yes.
Oh, you're a pushover. Teachers would never treat me like that.
Do we have Mark on?
Mark is on.
Outstanding. Mark Houston from Bellin Sports Medicine, the finest place around.
Talk about an educator.
Yes. Mark, first thing I need to run past you, and we got a lot to talk about, and it's a beautiful night for high school football tonight, huh?
Yeah, it will be.
Fantastic. But anyway, so I'm on this new physical fitness regime.
Oh, my God.
Because I read this where you don't have to, I don't run anymore since I got the artificial hip. So I walk a lot.
Like 30 years ago, but okay. All right.
So anyway, I was trying to do like, you know, 5,000 steps in one and, you know, whatever, okay? And now this Natalie that lives here, who's a brilliant, brilliant person, and she, I ran into her as I was doing my physical fitness routine, and she...
Brilliant looking too, but okay, go ahead, Johnny.
Enough about me, Jim. Okay, so anyway, she said she was doing a routine and she walks 5 minutes, like an hour throughout the entire course of the day. And I looked into that and it said, you know what? You get as much benefit from that as you do if you did like an hour at once. What do you think, Mark?
Well, I think anything you can do. You know, I mean, I think in today's world, we have to fit it into our schedules. You know, people saying, do an hour. Some people say, well, where am I going to get my hour? And then they just quickly say, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you can do 5-10 minutes here and you can go out and walk 20 minutes when you get home, you know, like you said, not about running and running hard for an hour. You know what? If you can just do a little bit here and there, watch what you eat, you know, just focus on mental health. It's an awesome opportunity.
Outstanding. Thank you, Mark, from Bellin Sports Medicine, the authority on the subject. Go ahead, Jim.
Okay. But Mark, Johnny, you know, I don't know him all that well, but your discipline comes into this conversation. And you're saying that I thought that was good when John would go out for an hour walk. He'd complain, but eventually he'd stop. But I'm saying now I got to listen. You're telling him to go 5-12 times.
Yeah.
A day.
Yeah.
You're not going to do it.
I'm going to do it.
Okay.
Hey, Jim, it just gives you a break, though. You know, that's 12 times, it gives you a break.
So. Thank you. Okay. All right. I support it, John.
All right. This is turning. Right. Let's move on. So, Mark, let's talk a little bit about Bellin Sports Medicine, what you guys do. What people don't realize, and this is something I think that's important, you guys are really trying to get to these young athletes and talk to them, almost like get them in good habits, not just physically, but even mentally. That's something, Mark, that people don't realize.
You know, you don't have to be a pro athlete going to Monday Night Football to feel serious stress and anxiety and things like that. A lot of young athletes feel that too, don't they?
Oh, they do. They do. And, you know, it's just it's a great opportunity for us to be accessible is probably the best thing. You know, we're not hoping for people to get injured. We're not hoping for people to have issues. But the fact of life is it doesn't matter if you're a 12-year-old, a 14-year-old, a 25-year-old, a 50-year-old. You know, things happen. So, you know, we're able to be accessible at many of these high schools and middle schools. And they feel comfortable to come and talk to us as athletic trainers. There's male and female. We probably have 30 of them out at middle schools and high schools, and it's just a great opportunity to engage with them. And then they can go, you know, I think the biggest thing is then communication. Go home and the kids can tell their parents, hey, I saw someone. Well, we're just trying to educate parents of what do we do?
That is so awesome, because I know you're big on preventing injuries through stretching. You've talked about that, but to prevent some of the anxiety and like, the broader picture, mental health. What are some of the kind of things that Bellin teaches these kids when you're out in the schools?
Well, I think that's a great call out. You know, I mean, we needed it years ago, but I think as we know, you know, COVID was a huge changing times, and right. I think it's sometimes just a matter of how do you deal with more stress. You know, what young kids go through right now and the pressures. And it's not just in high school. This is middle school. This is elementary school.
Right.
And what the stresses they go through, and teaching them breathing techniques, teaching them how to relax, teaching them how to just imagine yourself and, you know, and doing a better function, but not so stressed out. You know, we've talked about concussions. Some of our harder concussions ones to manage are straight A students who feel like, I have to be in class. I have to be there every single day. I have to do all this. No, you don't. It's better if you would stay home, or it's better if you would cut back. So, you know what it comes down to? It's education. It's taking our education and educating a young kid, boy or girl. It's educating parents. It's educating coaches to say, you know what, or even teachers. Listen, this isn't wise for us to have this kid in a student in class right now, or this is how much they can be in class, or this is what they can and cannot do. Just the education, we even have better education of how to handle all these injuries.
Mm-hmm. You know, Mark, you talked about the mental aspect going into it. I can't think of the Packer player. There's a big story I saw on him. And before every game, now, because he's had some emotional problems during games and whatever, and he basically, I don't know if people still use the word meditate, but he'll go out on the field before a game and just sit with his back to the goalpost and close his eyes.
Saw that.
And did you see that?
I did.
And listen, I can't remember what it was, but it really changed his outlook going into a game.
And it really doesn't matter who it is. It's just that meditation, Johnny. Let's just talk to Bellin, because they know. But right, Mark, isn't there something to be said for the zone, getting the meditation part of life?
Yeah. Well, and I'll be honest with you, this is a huge credit to the Green Bay Packers. The Green Bay Packers have a fully dedicated sports psychologist named Dr. Carr. And I believe he was down in Indianapolis for many years, associated with some different teams. I think he's been up here for about 4 years. He's going to help mostly the athletes, but he could help out coaches. And what the Packers have done to take the lead, you know, this isn't every NFL team has this, but they've invested in this because they're investing in their players. And you know, the stresses that they have. Now I get it. People are saying, well, they got paid millions of dollars, just deal with it. It doesn't matter if you get paid millions of dollars or if you get paid zero and you're just doing it for fun. These stressors do come up, and everyone's got, you know, so much to do with your life that how do you manage it nowadays? So to have that investment and people in giving back and helping people so they can perform the best, that's what it's all about.
And how great of a guy like you and your team at Bellin to, if someone's not into the game, it used to just be physical, physical, physical. And now you've taken a step back and you're like, hey, look, well, it could be nutrition. It could be mental health. And that's what's going to really make the true athlete. You know, I applaud you for that and for putting work into that.
Well, and Jim, I'll be honest with you, and I think I maybe have said this, but so in my role, I handle a lot of relationship with schools. We go out and partner with 33 school districts and Northeast Wisconsin, UP of Michigan. I will tell you probably the biggest thing that we can do is help people with mental health and physical health. And it's not just about also our student athletes. It's everyone in the school. You know, we're trying to help out if we can help, the third grader, if we can help out the fifth grader, if we can help out the teachers. We don't have the teachers in the classroom teaching. Well, guess what? We're going to struggle with getting kids to class because there's no one there. So the world has changed and we need to change with it. We can't just be saying, well, back in 1980, this is what we did. We did do that in 1980. Guess what? We're now in 2023.
And a good point that you got, that Jim brought up with you about but a part of it is the pressure kids put on themselves. And I know a lot of times parents look back, you know, if it's, well, I wonder if I shouldn't have, but kids these days, you know, with social media and everything like that, I mean, you know, in our day, you'd get your report card, nobody would know. Nowadays, everything is out there, every achievement or every failure. I mean, it's tough for kids these days, isn't it, because of that whole thing, Mark?
Yeah, I think it's the competition within the kids to kids. They talk, you know, and everyone wants to be the best. There's also pressure. My parents did it too. I'm not, you know, I'm going to fault them. I love my parents. And I had a brother and sister who were straight A students. They were straight A students. I was not a straight A student, trust me. And I did feel that there was a pressure of always trying to get better. I think I finally had to come and say, I'm never going to be a straight A student. We start putting pressure on ourselves. We challenge other people. Some people, you know, think that if you get a B, it's over, and it's not. It's just like, listen, you didn't do as well on a test or a quiz. How can you learn? And I think that's what separates it. If you can learn even from a mistake or a bad exam, how can you prepare better? How can you learn what your body needs, what your mind needs? That's the big key.
And I think
some people can look at a book and remember everything.
Yeah, I think that's cool. And you're easy to relate to for those kids. But, you know, when I go talk to some of these high school kids, I tell them this country's run by B students. The guy, the president of the company might be an A student, but the guy who owns the company could be a B student.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not that bad to get straight
Although
A's.
I will say, Mark, I will say this. When we had young Dr. Eben on one day here.
Yeah.
And he said, or maybe it was during the pregame show, and he said, well, you know, I wasn't that great of a student. And it's like, no, don't say that to somebody right before you operate on his knee.
That wasn't that good.
Say you were the smartest kid in the class. Right before you put him out, say, by the way, I got A's every day of my life.
I just think that pressure, like Johnny talked about, there's peer pressure, there's pressure from their parents, but then there's just societal pressure, and I think we got to relax a little bit.
No question.
And
I almost think sometimes the media, I don't want to say to blame, but they kind of fan the flames a little bit.
Johnny.
In my day, if you got your name in the paper for the, wow, this is unbelievable. And now the coverage these kids get in high school sports is beyond belief, especially in an area like this. So, yeah.
But I think to bring it to reality, or just not to manage it, is what Bellin helps these students do. And we didn't even get a really chance to talk about the whole nutritional thing that they do as well. We got to get to that someday. But, I mean, it's the whole student that Bellin looks at. And I think that's critical that we as parents and you as mentors and coaches, and that we look at the whole student. And a lot of work to be done.
Great stuff, Mark. Where are you tonight?
I'm actually going to be joining you guys over there at Kakana with versus West Pier.
Awesome.
What a matchup, huh?
Yep, it's going to be a great game tonight.
And we finally got nice. Poor Mark. He was waiting for us to do a pregame show a couple of weeks ago in that rain. You were a trooper, buddy.
John, it's going to be cold tonight, though.
It's not going to be too bad, I don't think, is it?
John, we just watched the weather forecast. It's like 40 at kickoff.
Okay, we're good enough. We can handle that. Mark Houston, Bellin Sports Medicine, you guys are the absolute best. Thank you very much. I'll see you tonight, brother.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, guys.
Mine on the Mirror coming back. A little glam band action. Right after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Mino, did you hear what he said?
What did he say?
So he's in here,
yeah,
right, talking crap,
right?
And he says,
10 seconds.
I said, 10 seconds. He goes, I got to go carry this guy.
Yeah. Yeah. How about this? Like, okay, I said, how about this? Put me over his shoulder and see how far he can carry me down the hall. How's that for a workout?
5 steps.
Yeah. A little fireman's carry. Wow. Unbelievable. Wow. Well, we got to talk some Packers. We got to talk some Milwaukee Bucks. We got off to a phenomenal start. Mike Clemens of Civic Media, our man on the seat. Mike, how about Dame?
How about it? Boy, he really looks smooth. That's just the first word that came into my mind right at the start of the game. The way he made his way up and down the... I got an alarm here to call your show.
Time to get up.
Yeah, okay. Wake up, Mike. Welcome. Mino the mayor. Yeah. We're here with Mike Clemens.
He started out really smooth.
You're not talking in your sleep.
And you know, they had like a 12, 13-point lead on them, and it looked like they were going to cruise on this. And then the 76ers came back with Joel Embiid and company. And then there was this key moment with about 4 minutes left, and they were down by a few. And Damian Lillard said that Giannis came to him and just gave him the ball and said, here, you take over. You bring us down. You decide what to do. And he put up 14 points in the last 4 minutes.
39 points. I want to say it's the fourth or fifth best performance in NBA history for a player with playing their first game with a new team.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and you saw it was a franchise record for the team?
Yeah.
Terry Cummings, 1984. I think he had like 34 his first night wearing a Bucks jersey. So
yeah.
I tell you, and then on top of that, guys, he is so cool to be around.
Yeah.
Decisive. You know, we talked to him on media day at length and then last night after the game. So, you know, Giannis, man, if this Greek freak thing doesn't work out, you're going to be an NBA scout because you did pretty good with
right.
this guy.
And I'll tell you what, this is going to be fun. I was watching the Lakers a little bit too the other night, and they got a win as well. And obviously they're tough. Phoenix with Kevin Durant is tough. Philly will be tough depending on whatever happened. I watched the Celtics the other night. They looked good. But it's one of those things where right now the Milwaukee Bucks can match up physical talent with any team in the NBA. And I know they won the title a couple years, but I mean, they've actually improved, I think. And don't you agree? This is pretty amazing, the talent level they're at right now, Mike.
Yeah. You know, the other question mark, though, is Griff. You know, Adrian Griffin, what's he going to be like as a head coach?
Yeah.
And handling these guys, I guess I was pretty impressed with what he was like after the game in terms of the demands he was making. He was very, very straightforward about things that they missed defensively. Another thing is, even though, you know, Giannis looked great making some of his typical moves and blocks and moves to the basket, he's still missing from the free throw line.
Yeah.
Like three or four last night. But they put up on the scoreboard after one of his buckets something like 5,905, and he's now the franchise leader for career points.
All right, well, speaking of points, let's switch to the NFL, Mike. I mean, what do you think?
I think this will be a tough A.J. Dillon says hi, and it was nice to meet you on Tuesday night, he said.
We had a great time with
that because I asked him about that yesterday. It was a children's education fund or something like that?
Yes. Children's Museum.
Children's Museum. What a great guy. And
he really is. He really is. And I'll tell you what, they really depended on him on the field because, you know, you haven't had Aaron Jones, but
right.
a couple of snaps against the Lions and a nice performance against the Bears. But, you know, this whole play, I'll tell you, you know, people say, God, it's looking so flat. I say, listen, this wasn't a dream. I saw Jordan Love line up, and on the first down, he threw a deep pass down the left-hand side to Christian Watson, mm-hmm. who nobody could catch. And then the next play, he threw to Luke Musgrave, the rookie tight end, over the middle, off the right-hand side, hit him in stride. And then the next thing he did was he lined up and he hit Romeo Doubs on a later pass, like over his shoulder. And then he hit one on Aaron Jones coming out of the backfield that connected. You know, five in a row, and I thought, see, now this is that's a pretty good-looking package.
Right.
That could win maybe nine games or so this year at least. And that was the week just before they played the Bears. And those guys have not been on the field together at the same time since.
Yeah. And that secondary right now is just decimated.
And then they just put two guys on injured reserve, too.
Yeah.
Darnell Savage at safety. And now Jonathan Owens is going to have to fill in next to Rudy Ford.
Who?
And Rudy Ford's a guy who had a couple of picks last year. He's actually had two picks this year, number 20.
But I mean,
stepped up. But yeah, the secondary problems. And there's, you know what? There's a little dissension about how Joe Barry handles these guys.
I know. But the thing is, coming into the season, if everybody's healthy, I mean, pundits across the NFL were saying it might be the best secondary in the NFL, and now it's a shadow of that.
It is. And that's the thing, is that you had all these rookies on offense, and then you've got a bunch of these first-round picks on defense. But then after that, then it's a lot of really young guys, like this Carrington Valentine, who Russell Wilson went right after, you know, when he was on the field and Stokes had to leave. They went right after him, and they got like a big 30-yard pass that helped the Broncos with one of their touchdown runs. Actually, it ended up being a field goal because they had a penalty on themselves. But you just had three games between the Falcons, the Raiders, and the Broncos. Even though they're all on the road, you should have won two of those three.
No question.
Yeah, we agree.
You know, you're talking about ESPN actually ID'd that with, what's his name, Judy, the wide receiver for the Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
How he was tearing up those guys with his moves. Yeah.
So do you think they're going to win this weekend? I mean, we had a lot of Viking fans. Johnny and I were talking about that.
I've never seen more tickets available. I was trying to go through it on one of the ticket hubs or whatever. I mean, there's like thousands of tickets available for this game.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of purple in this city this weekend, which is
sure,
fine.
It's the border war. They, you know, everybody loves to see this rivalry. The Vikings started out surprisingly horrible. I mean, horrible. I think they were 0-3. They had like 9 fumbles in those first two or three games. It was surprising for a Kevin O'Connell-coached team. And then they turned it around.
Yeah.
And Kirk Cousins, and, you know, I could tell that LaFleur agreed with me because LaFleur worked with Kirk when they were together with Washington and RG3. That was one of the best games that Kirk Cousins has ever played, and that was this past Monday night against the 49ers. That dude was in the zone.
Yep.
It looked like he was going to be sacked, and the ball somehow still got out of his hands and two of his receivers. And then they got this Joseph Addison that was a top draft pick who's picked right up for where Justin Jefferson there.
And Thielen is gone, of course.
Yeah, he's gone. He's out with Carolina now. And they don't seem to be missing, you know, Delvin Cook at all. They just moved on from there.
Doesn't seem like anybody's missing Delvin Cook. Do you see where he demanded, or not demanded, but asked to be traded now from the Jets?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, these running backs do have a short shelf life, though. They really do. They hit like 28, and it starts going downhill with a lot of them.
Yeah. Do you think that's happening to Aaron Jones?
I don't know. I'm going to say no, but boy, once you start getting those kind of injuries, and it's the kind of injury, and it can happen to anybody, he's running into the end zone, basically, and pops his hammy, and it's like, I bet that wouldn't have happened when he was 22 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Those injuries just start creeping up. I mean, we've seen it with it. We saw it with Jordy Nelson. We saw it with Donald Driver. We saw it with all the great ones that come through here.
Yeah.
No, the father time is undefeated.
So, Mike.
Yes, that's true.
Mike, you know, I don't know what the odds are, but
Vikings are favored. Vikings are favored by 1.5.
Okay, so
take the home dog.
Okay,
right, Mike.
So, Mike,
have a good weekend, boys.
Boy, don't you agree? Take the home dog.
Have a good weekend, boys.
Okay, Mike.
No gambling advice whatsoever from Mike Clemens, Civic Media.
Thanks,
Mike. Thank you, Mike. Really appreciate it. When we come back, we'll let you know everything that's going on entertainment-wise around Northeast Wisconsin this weekend with Christy and Dennis Lee Roth from the Glam Band. Back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. As authorities in Maine continue searching for suspected mass shooter Robert Card, ABC's Aaron Katursky says his family is cooperating.
When his sister first heard about the shooting, the location at the bowling alley, and her brother's alleged involvement, the sister told law enforcement she thought he might be targeting an ex-girlfriend. Whether she works at that bowling alley or may have just bowled there, we don't know. But that's what the sister initially believed.
18 people were killed. The families of some of the victims are speaking out. Tammy Asselin was in the bowling alley. Her sister Trisha was killed.
I just feel devastated for the loss of her family and especially her son. But with her being so close to the kids, I would like to think that she was doing something to try to help them.
U.S. warplanes today hit two sites in Syria linked to Iran, the Pentagon calling the airstrikes retaliation for recent attacks on U.S. personnel in the region. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Weather experts say climate change is making October nights in the Midwest feel warmer more often than not. A new analysis from the nonprofit Climate Central says fall evening temperatures in the U.S. have warmed by nearly 2 degrees on average since 1970. In Madison and Milwaukee, it's closer to 4 degrees. Scientists say mosquitoes are thriving and people with respiratory issues like asthma are suffering. A committee in the state assembly held a public hearing Thursday on a bill that would fine public universities for violating someone's free speech. Under the bill, any Universities of Wisconsin school that is found by a court of violating someone's free speech will get a $500 fine. The school would also be charged $50 a day if the violation continues. If passed by the legislature, the bill would almost certainly be vetoed by Governor Evers. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered showers today, otherwise overcast. High of 64, westerly winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 34, tonight partly cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 44, tomorrow cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 55.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Trunk or treat. I'm going trunk or treating.
Terry, you got to be talking about one of the Halloween events coming up at both Green Bay area YMCAs Saturday, October 28th. It's fun for the whole family and includes games, a costume contest, and of course, Halloween treats, my favorite.
Oh, and Todd, it's happening at the East Side YMCA from 1 to 4, then the West Side YMCA from 4 to 7. But the trunk or treat, well, that one's only on the East Side between 1 and 2. Decorate your car and the kids get treats from your trunk.
Sounds like a lot of fun, and it's all free. Would you rather help out? You can volunteer for any of the Halloween events on Saturday, October 28th at both Green Bay YMCAs.
Find all the information at greenbayymca.org. greenbayymca.org. Keeping you connected to your community, the talk of Green Bay, WGBW 1590 AM, 97.9 FM, and the Civic Media Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
And now, you've heard of Motley Crue. You've heard of Kiss. You've heard of Van Halen. You've heard of Dokken. You've heard of all of the great bands of the 1980s. Big hair, tight tights, shirts open down to their belly button.
Platform shoes.
Chicks throwing themselves at them. And now, the 2023 version of that era. Joining us in studio from the glam band, Dennis Lee Roth.
Wow.
Dennis, great to have you in the house. That was a great intro. Johnny's right about that.
Here's the 20, man.
I'm wearing my glam glasses for you.
Those are spectacular.
Thank you. Those are his.
They're Julie's. You met Julie?
I have, yes.
Okay.
They're hers.
She seems nice.
Yeah. Yeah. What's she doing with me?
Wow. You have a smile on your face, man. So life is good, huh?
There you go. But it's a Friday, a beautiful Friday.
It is.
Oh, that's great. You and Christy are going to be doing stuff here today. Yes. Christy's our entertainment expert.
Wow.
Well, yes. Downtown expert, political astute expert. She's great. We have Christy that's going to talk about that. Dennis, I just want to give you I said this when you walked in this morning. I want to say it on air. So I've seen you perform, but you get the mood right off the bat. Sometimes you go to these concerts and it grows, and that's cool, and I like that. But when we went to see you down in Kohler at Oktoberfest, is that
correct? Yes.
That place was packed. I mean, that place was packed, and you came out, and people wanted to see you, obviously. We were all applauding when they introduced you, but you come out and you say, look, there's no better place to be than right here, right now. I think that puts people in a moment of joy, and I just think that whole night, I had the best night tonight, that night, and I just want to thank you. Yeah, you do that every night, but I'm just saying, I think you guys are just great energy, and I love the way you connect with
the
community.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you saying that. That means a lot. I need a moment.
the only night he must have had better was on this date 20-some years ago, because both his daughters were born on the exact same day. Okay.
Synchronize your watches.
But, you know, years apart. So he had some good nights on this
election night.
9 months back from this day. Yes.
Congratulations.
Two of my three daughters. But anyway, I'm looking forward to, we'll get to your schedule in a minute. But Christy, sure. What else is going on in this great community?
So in Green Bay tonight, so we have the Jurassic World Live Tour at the Rush Center. That is tonight at 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. And there are also two shows on Saturday.
Have you guys seen that?
It is incredible. We took Walter to that last year. It was super cool.
If your kids are at all into dinosaurs,
yes.
Jurassic Park, that is the real deal. That's very, very cool. That's a good show.
Jurassic World comes to life against a backdrop of captivating scenery where dinosaurs from the iconic franchise, including fan favorite Tyrannosaurus Rex, and they're more than 40 feet in length. They're huge. It's very lifelike.
And those kids can name them all.
Yeah. I could barely say that word right. But yeah, if you want to get more info, that is rushcomplex.com. I mentioned this one last week. This is the last time it's on. So the Dinner Detective in Green Bay is Saturday, and that's from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Hyatt Regency. So the Dinner Detective is America's largest true crime interactive comedy dinner. And you get to solve a hilarious mystery while you feast on a fantastic dinner. And tickets are $59.95, and there are still some available. That's fun.
That is a lot of fun. The Blackstone Theater in Chicago put on Sheer Madness, which was similar to that. It was kind of a detective thing for years and years, probably 30. I don't know how long that play ran, but it's interactive with the audience, and they actually, depending on where the audience goes, they have different endings and stuff. It is very, very cool. Right. That is a good show.
It is.
And that's at the Hyatt.
I thought you were mentioning the Blackstone Restaurant on Walnut.
That's what I thought he was going to.
There's been some things happening there. Yeah, interactions. I've had a couple of interactions there.
And there's been stories there every day.
Absolutely.
And there's been a few detectives there, too. Yes. But no, this is a good show. That'll be fun. That's at the Hyatt tonight.
Yes.
Cool.
And then it's the Poor Painting at the Art Garage. That is tonight from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. That's on Cedar Street. And tickets are $50 per person or $10 off when you buy a couple of them. The website is theartgarage.org. So come and pour with us during a special spooky season workshop geared toward unleashing your inner art goal. So your tickets include all the supplies you need to create your pour painting disaster pieces. Each attendee will receive two canvases, a selection of skulls and other scary surprises, complimentary beverages and or snacks, and a guided session with the artist instructor, Mike Riley. So that'll be fun.
The P-O-U-R, right?
Yeah, P-O-U-R. So feeling poorly, Halloween pour painting at the Art Garage. Get it?
Not yeah.
I'm thinking about pouring a drink, right?
I'm thinking about pour like and
no,
50
not
bucks.
No, not P O O R.
Okay, all right. I think that's great. And yeah. I think everyone has a little bit of artistic ability in them. Not as much as like Todd with that guy with the hair on
that cool fade.
No. The guy on PBS.
Well, you
that
said
he likes.
Todd. Oh.
Bob Ross.
Bob Ross.
Oh, Bob Ross.
And he always
happy tree. Yeah,
Bob always talked about
let's
people
decide,
have that
maybe
talent.
Maybe there's a happy tree. Evergreen tree. He lives right there. Start with just touching the canvas. Use just the corner of the brush. Just the corner. There. And begin pushing, making the bristles bend slightly downward.
Okay. So.
See there?
Okay. And Bob
Todd. Do you think he was hitting the ganj a little bit before those shows? A little bit. He was such a
he was pouring.
Nice, comfortable place.
Yeah,
look at this mountain.
Groovy.
Something.
Groovy.
There was some, but anyway, and yeah. I think what you can do at the Art Garage tonight or this weekend is that when was that
that's
again?
Tonight.
Okay.
Yep.
Cool to get out there, get the canvas, and do some things. Yeah, that's great. That's a good event.
Yes, sir. And then
I just want to say one thing. That's a really cool thing, you know, because that's just part of Green Bay that wasn't really going anywhere. And they took that building, converted it. Really great job. That's a whole art center over there now.
And people can go and
great
do
kids.
Art. And it's mm-hmm. great. They really try to bring everybody into that. That Art Garage is like, yeah, that's
family
very cool.
Fun.
So easy parking right on Main and
Cedar.
Cedar.
Yep, you betcha. And then I want to announce this. Tomorrow is the last Saturday's Farmer's Market. So 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. on South Washington and Doty. Come out and join that. There's live music every week, 9 to 11:30 a.m., free yoga, 8 to 8:45. So come out and enjoy the fresh air, sunshine, and delicious food at the Saturday Farmer's Market. Yeah, it's going to be the last one for the season.
And if you want to be cheap, you can just hang around. Till
it's free and get the samples.
No, I know, but
delicious.
At the end. If you want to be cheap, I haven't got your pumpkins yet. The guy's not taking.
Oh, do they?
He's not gonna.
Guy.
He's not gonna
he's
take them back.
The mayor,
okay, I'll give you. I'll give you a bunch.
He's the last guy to buy a Christmas tree.
Give you a dollar. That thing's gonna end up on the burn pile. So.
And then, right, exactly.
And it's metal, right?
Yeah. And then obviously the game is Sunday, so I just want to give a shout out to downtown Green Bay. So your game starts in downtown Green Bay. Come and check out the Packer Heritage Trail. There's free walking, biking, and or driving tours throughout Green Bay and De Pere. On the trail, visitors will learn about the colorful and rich history of the Green Bay Packers and the community's devotion to their hometown team. So you can see, you know, all the dinner, the restaurants, the whole list is at downtowngreenbay.com to check that out.
I just want to say, I think that parking ride is the most under-discovered thing going.
Well, right.
Not enough people know about that. For all the hassles of parking over there and the price nowadays of parking over there, to come downtown.
John, you see that? $60.
$60 at some places to park. Mm-hmm. You come here for free parking. You get on the bus. They bring you right to the gate, right. Pick you up, and bring you right back here. Right. That is a tremendous deal.
And it's wow. fun on the bus, too.
Yeah.
That I mean, that's a good group of people. And
right.
look, it's we're look. I like when people come and see our city, and there's a lot of Viking fans in town, and something else that they can experience besides, you know, Lambeau Field, which so many people haven't seen, is Dennis after that game. Man, if these Viking fans want to hear an awesome '80s band,
right?
Well, they have in the past, but it seems like every time we've seen them, I think the Packers have had a few more points than those guys. I'm just saying.
I hope you're the good luck charm this week because we're going to need you.
You go.
Yeah,
put me in, coach.
Right?
I got one coach. Good play in me.
People don't just come to see Lambeau Field. They should come to see the heart of downtown Green Bay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Let's support it. Okay, so heading towards Appleton on another note. The Pretty Woman, the musical, is tonight at the Fox Cities Performing Arts Center. And tickets are still available. That is tonight at 7:30 p.m. There's a show tomorrow at 2 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. And then two more shows on Sunday. So Pretty Woman, the musical, based on one of Hollywood's most beloved romantic stories of all time. John, are you a fan?
Julia Roberts never looked better. Oh, let's be honest. She never looked better.
I
can't
agree.
Confirm.
No, I don't think she's that great otherwise. You know, she's okay. You know,
I do.
But in that movie, she was
spectacular.
Spectacular.
I thought so, too. So that would be fun.
What do you mean she's not
out.
Great otherwise? She's great she's okay. all the time.
You know another thing, though, about that movie that I thought to myself?
what you think to yourself?
I don't know what you're talking
never,
about.
Okay,
so, shifting gears at Waverly Beach, we have Booze and Brews Halloween Party. So join us for a fun night of Booze and Brews. Celebrate Halloween with us in style. We will have live music starting at 6 p.m. with Boombox, followed by Johnny Wadd at 9:30 p.m.
He's great.
And don't forget your costume. And they're giving away $500 in cash and prizes and, best Halloween costume, you name it. So that will be a good time. That is at Waverly Beach in Menasha.
Fun.
Yes.
That sounds like a good party. What a great band.
Right.
Not as good as the Glam Band, but they're very good. But they're good. They're good.
Yeah. So they're great. And then another one in Appleton is the BFK Halloween Bash. So that's the building for kids. So 100 West College Avenue in Appleton. Come and celebrate Halloween at the building for kids. Join us for pumpkin painting, scavenger hunts, and other Halloween-themed
fun.
Activities.
Family yeah. activity.
And that is $11 per person. So that will be
good deal.
Time.
Okay, the only thing I was going to say about Pretty Woman.
Okay. Yeah. Careful.
I got to be careful. I got to be careful.
I'm
really careful.
I'm sorry.
It's Julia
down.
Roberts.
But, yeah, but what year did that come up? Mid 80s? Late 80s?
I was born in 84, so.
I'd say that. Yeah, you're probably right.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. So, anyway, all I'm saying is if you want to know about a good.
He's stuttering, so I don't know how
I'm trying to be careful about this. About inflation from 1985, whenever it's till now, there's a scene in there where he says, I want you to stay the entire night. It'll be $200. It's like, oh, that's gone up.
Yeah.
I mean, just
okay. a little.
Yeah.
How do you? Okay.
Okay. I was hoping for more of a reaction. Everybody just looks stunned. How do you know that?
Right. Where's your data on that? Yeah, because last.
Todd, bail me out.
Because he's trying to do the inflationary math
right.
on that.
Help me. Last week in Chicago. Last week in Chicago, she's talking four figures. I'm like,
what? So our last segment for In Oshkosh. No, that was great. Thank you, John.
Yes, thanks, John.
Okay, so we have In Oshkosh at the Grand on 100 High Avenue, Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Chris Moon, the psychic medium paranormal investigator. So he was actually voted the best male instrumental trans communication and real-time spirit communication researcher in the world, you guys. In the world.
Todd, you have his poster up in your bedroom?
He sure does.
Right above my bed.
Right next to Bob Ross.
Right next to Bob Ross in the mirror.
Let's get back to Julia Roberts.
Tickets.
No, we're going to leave that one
here
alone.
Here we go. And tickets are still available, and they are $28 a piece.
Good deal.
So that nice. Be
there's some good deals out there.
Right. And the last one I have in Oshkosh is the BAGO Haunted Hustle 5K. So kids 17 and under are $15 and adults are $25. That starts at 5 p.m. As dusk falls, the fun begins. Enjoy bonfire, s'mores, hot cocoa, music, straw bales, pumpkin decorating, and a spooky, fun-filled 5K. Again, that is tomorrow, the 28th. The activities start at 5 p.m. and the 5K starts at 6 p.m.
Nice. I'll be there running.
So. Yeah, right.
Rest of the show, let's talk about the Glam
yes.
Band.
Absolutely.
Tell us about what you got rocking this weekend.
Well, I can tell you.
I'm still stuck in Julia Roberts. My favorite line
I know,
there.
Right?
I know.
The movie was
tough way to end the week. Yep.
Slippery little suckers, you know? So yeah, we've it gets quiet for us in the month of November. You know, some guys go hunting. You know, but we got three this weekend, three shows. At we start with Butch and Ann's Pine Grove, great bowling alley, great people that own that place, longtime friends of ours and what have you. And then we're going to be at Tanner's on Saturday. And that's always a great.
They got great food there.
They do.
They're really good food.
Have you seen their ool in the backyard?
No.
Their ool. What's
there's
their
an ool? There's a pool there with no pee in it.
Oh,
so
I didn't.
It's an ool back there. It's out. It's great for out. You know, not this time of year, I suppose.
All right. No, you know,
but you should try it out sometime.
I will. Okay.
It's fantastic.
All right. And then of course Sunday.
And then Sundays we're going to be at the bar.
Awesome.
On Holmgren Way after the Packer victory.
Holmgren, right?
Knocking on wood. Can you hear that?
Where
are they going to be, Jim?
The bar.
We're
going to be at the bar. Right on Holmgren.
Holmgren.
Dennis, that is so much fun. Win or lose. I mean, what a way to celebrate. And we invite Viking fans to come to that.
Absolutely.
You guys are awesome. And good energy, you know. And I do think I hope the Packers are going to win.
Dennis, thanks for everything. You guys have had a great season. Thanks for everything you've done for our show. We truly appreciate it.
Man, are you kidding? Thank you for having a guy like me on here. Are you kidding?
We love you.
You guys are awesome.
Band.
Thank you, buddy. Have a great weekend, everybody. Mind on the mayor.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
All right, Team Pella, listen up.
Customers love our products with limited lifetime warranties. Let's see the winning plays. Here we've got incredible innovations like blinds and shades between the glass.
No interference on that play, coach.
And stylish windows with hidden screens that make game days a breeze.
Can it get any better?
It can. With monthly payments as low as $19 per window, $75 per patio door, and a free quote at PellaWI.com.
Let's go.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Okay, the Julia Roberts thing had me all...
He got flustered.
Flustered. We're still here.
John's got something else on his mind.
We do still want you to have a good weekend, but we're still got 8 more minutes with the glam band.
We do.
Hi, Dennis.
How you doing? Welcome back. How you doing? Hey, welcome back. You know what I mean?
So, Dennis, you've got...
Can we do dueling Dangerfields right now? Can you guys do that?
Okay.
Dueling Rodneys.
So I was talking to this guy, you know, and he took out his wallet. You know what he had in there? Pictures of my kids. I said, hey.
Hey, where's the support for that, I tell you? Tough crowd.
Hey, Wang, put away the camera. It's a parking lot. Hey, nice hat. I bet you get a free bowl of soup with that, huh? Oh, looks good on you, though.
Take my wife, please.
One time I was in a store when I was a little kid, and I was lost. And I go up to the cop, and I say, hey, do you know where I can find my parents? He goes, I don't know, kid. There's a lot of places they can hide.
That's the one. Okay. Hey. We probably should have wrapped up at 7:50.
How's everybody doing today? Holy cow.
Holy cow. Pedro Martinez, he lost it. How could he lose it in the sun? He's from Puerto Rico.
His name is Ivan De Jesus.
Dante Bashir.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Shortstop for your Chicago Cubbies.
Okay. Well, that was free.
But wait, that's not all.
Rodney's not performing, although he's dead. But Dennis, you've got a great weekend coming up. You're going to be Elkhart Lake. You're going to be in Kimberly. You're going to be here in Green Bay after the Packer game. You're busy, right? Don't you do this excursion? Like, can we join you? Aren't you going to Mexico? Or
I got room in the car. Come on now.
Do you guys really
strap yourselves down?
Are you performing down
in Mexico? Yeah. Yes. I think the trip is January 20 through 27. And yeah, we're going to do a little something off, a little bit laid back, and then we're going to do a full show.
That's awesome.
Do you host a trip with a bunch of people type thing? Like a...
Something happened like that, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I host one to Brewer's Spring Training.
There you go.
Through holiday travel. It's that type of thing, huh?
Exactly.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I think
taking care of the fans and friends that take care of us, you know.
Nice. Just
throwing them a little something there.
Right.
Taking a week out of their lives to come see our sorry backside. Nice. So let's give them a little something.
Right. And we have a pretty good...
Besides a sunburn.
We have another really good friend that Kevin Van Ness does that, you know, down in Florida. And there's quite a few people from Green Bay that will go and join him and his great band down there. So Christmas is coming up and or the holidays, I should say,
right.
Well, I can say whatever I want, but, and we think if people plan things, they may enjoy the holidays more because we don't want people being sad or depressed because the holidays, there's nothing to do. There's a lot to do. And
who's got time for that?
But you're performing at Epic, right?
Correct. On the 15th, I want to say.
Cool.
Of December.
That will be a fun show.
Yes. It's, I think
they're all
be
fun.
Our fourth time in there, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
What a great event.
Do you have one of your guitars hanging on Mark's wall?
Look at, with these hands? Come on now.
Is that a no?
Like a carny, smell like cabbage. No, we don't.
Okay.
But thanks for asking.
All right, sorry.
Hey, Mark, are you listening?
I'm the non-musician of the band. They let me sing. It's weird.
Hey, I like I said, we were talking before about my cousin Jack, Jackie Sticks. You've done so much for him, allowing him to perform with you guys. But you are, and we were talking about with somebody else the other day. It's like, you guys are so awesome at encouraging young people to get into music, that it's not just this dream you'll never achieve, that, you know, you guys aren't too cool for the room, and you really want to help kids. I think that's awesome.
Oh, heck yeah. I wish I had those kind of outlets when I was a kid.
Right.
I don't think it would have. I'd have been too scared, but.
We all need to do that in our professions. I mean, nobody wants to get into radio, but like, you know, doctors, interns are a big thing because it's like, maybe I can do this.
Oh, absolutely.
And kids need to believe they can do it, because you watch TV, social media, it's like, well, I'll never be there. Yeah, you can. And I think what you did with Johnny's nephew, and there was another band that also invited some youth to join them on something. I think it was Kevin. But I just think that's great you guys do that. I just applaud you, because you're going to make the community better. I mean, your music is great. The events are great, but you're bigger than that. And I think that's terrific.
It's all part of having fun, you know, and if somebody wants to do something, you know, why not? You know, somebody wants to, nobody wants to sing, though, I find out. You know, you get people playing drums, playing guitar. Can you guys sing? Anyone?
John can't, but yeah, I can.
I would. Let's do it, brother.
I would do Whiskey in a Jar. Did you hear
me? I heard that was awesome.
Not bad.
High five.
Dennis, please.
Thank you very much.
Dennis.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. That was fantastic, by the way.
All right.
What?
After.
Todd, what do you think?
That was like a Nancy Reagan negative effect. There's like, it's okay to say no. what's that?
Well, Johnny volunteers.
Yeah. Oh, nice hair, by the way. I like that.
Mine?
Isn't that awesome?
Mine or his?
Oh, yours too. But you.
Oh, who are you talking about?
Look at that.
Todd. Yeah, I know. No.
Come on.
Yeah.
Well, John, it is Friday. John.
I'm not lying, man. I'm jelly.
John, really?
Yeah.
Mine?
That's awesome.
All right.
Well, do you notice Johnny's bald spot?
We kind of
pointed
God. That out.
Wait, here we go.
I'm never wearing a golf cap thing, a visor again.
Which I'm wearing a hat for a reason too, brother.
Yeah. Wow.
Christopher will be so happy to hear that. Your visor. It looks good.
Thank you. It looks good on you, though.
Yeah, right.
Nice hat. Get a free bowl of soup in the hat. Hey, looks good on you, though. Hey, how'd you like to earn $10 the hard way? Just saying. Wow.
Oh. All right.
Let's wait and see him make a double or nothing.
Hey, Wang. Oh, my arm. All right. But anyway, we're winding up here on a fun weekend. And Dennis, you guys have done so many shows. How many shows have you done like this summer from the start to now?
All of them?
Yeah. How many?
I was saying the same.
Three a week? Four a week?
It's crazy. I think, and in the end, it's just a little over 70 shows this year. It's not. It's just, we've been around a lot. Ask around, I'll tell you. It doesn't seem like, to me, it doesn't seem like
it doesn't to you.
We had Stretch here from Ask Your Mother.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And he said he's got a little thing on his watch, how many steps. And one show, it was 12,000 steps. You have to be close to that, because once you guys hit the stage, you don't stop. Well, it's constant energy.
There's a difference between Stretch steps and mine. You know, thank you, by the way, for lowering the microphone to my level. I appreciate that. We're sinking to a new level here.
Hey.
But that, as you know, Dennis, that energy is contagious. And I just, I look, and it's great to go somewhere and have fun right when you get there, not build the night. And I appreciate that. And this
thank
thing in Elkhart Lake is going to be a good time, too. And I just want to thank you, Dennis, for being here. But we had a good week, Johnny.
Fun week.
That Terry Brown with that weightlifter.
She was amazing.
I got some great comments from that. And
Christy, thanks for all your help lining up some great
this
people.
This has been great.
You're very welcome, my pleasure, boys.
And, you know, next week we have some great things coming in. We're going to talk about the Salvation Army. We've got a lot of things going on with the Botanical Garden, the lights. She's coming on. And
we got a bunch of stuff next week.
So, anyway, it's a great city. Enjoy your weekend here. A lot of stuff going on for $35. Some of it's free. And then some of it's $165 on Sunday at noon.
Don't forget your pumpkins, like the mayor's advice.
Buy them late. Get them cheaper.
Better now than
ever. Thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend. Mino and the Mayor, WGBW. See ya!
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always.